Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of wisdom that reveals you are pure being having a human experience. I am Swamini B, a Vedanta teacher and a Hindu monk, and your guide by the side. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the river of wisdom.
Research tells us that by end of January, the hope, optimism, and enthusiasm that magically filled up people's hearts starts to fade, and we are back to our same old lives. Our motivation has waned. Life in the form of appointments, events, medical emergencies, festivals, overcommitments, mindless social media scrolling take over, and the motivation we had in the earlier part of the year just runs out of horsepower. If you feel like this, you are not alone. All of us struggle with sustaining our motivation levels in eating healthy, exercising regularly, meditating daily, contacting friends, learning a skill, doing japa, or regularly attending Vedanta class. We draw motivation from Bhagavad Gita and psychology, explore the interplay between internal and external factors of motivation, and reflect on what sustains our motivation. We can then apply insights into how to sustain motivation in our many pursuits. Bhagavan Krishna shares that when a sattvika person, a person who has a predominance of sattva, does karma, then the sattvika karta is described. The sattvika karta is the one who is free from attachment, who has no egotism, who is endowed with resolve and enthusiasm, and is unperturbed in success and failure. Besides the three or four things that are mentioned, what I want to focus on today is motivation, which is a combination of resolve and enthusiasm. What motivates us? External factors or internal factors? Where does our resolve and enthusiasm come from? How can our motivation for chosen pursuits last? Motivation is the force that initiates, sustains, and guides human behavior. Motivation provides the incentive or reason for us to engage in specific activities, make decisions, and persevere in the face of challenges. Motivation, which is the driving force behind our behavior, can be classified into two main categories, internal and external factors. All of us want to feel that we matter and our lives matter. Depending on early growth influences and how we have allowed ourselves to grow, our behavior is shaped by a combination of internal and external motivation. External or extrinsic motivation refers to the drive to perform a behavior or achieve a goal based on external rewards or consequences. Some of these are 1. Tangible rewards. External motivators such as money, gifts, reward points can be powerful motivators. These tangible rewards are often associated with success. For example, if you get good grades, we will buy you the games you want. If you buy during this time of the year, you will get heavy discounts. If you network at your workplace, people will give you more work opportunities. 2. Social approval and recognition. Recognition from peers and society for what we do can boost self-esteem and foster a sense of belonging. M says, I want to be in a profession where my family can feel proud of me. No one else has an MS in engineering from the US. R says on social media, if people approve, I must be worthy. The brands we use, the clothes we wear, the car we buy, the vacations we take, the causes we support on social media have a strong element of signaling our status in society and how we want to be perceived. Posting on social media for likes, views, and shares from people we don't even know is an external motivator that some people seek. 3. Avoidance of punishment. Fear of failure, fear of criticism, fear of not meeting specific expectations can drive us to perform certain actions. The college student does not want to fail and hence somehow studies for the exam. Some of us meet deadlines or timelines because we do not want to be insulted in front of everyone. We drive according to traffic rules because we do not want to meet with or cause an accident. The norm of safety motivates us, and rightly so. 4. External expectations and societal norms. Every society and culture often set expectations and norms for behavior and success. Individuals may be motivated by external pressures to conform to these expectations. For example, marrying at a particular age, buying a house, organizing a destination wedding, etc. In urban India, women marrying between 22 and 28 years, and for men marrying between 25 and 32 years, is considered desirable by society. Both men and women of this age are often asked a uniquely Indian phrase about marriage. So, when are you going to settle down? So much so that this question I have heard being asked to a sannyasi too. When are you going to settle down? Pointing to have a place of stay and regular classes and courses. A recently married person will face the pressure of having a child in 2 years' time with the question, so when are you going to give us the good news? Acquiring one's own house, having a stable career, educational achievements, such as engineering followed by management, are other societal benchmarks. Our many purchases of clothes for weddings, which will be worn once, or only a few times, to appear exclusive and rich enough to afford it, is set by an accepted society norm. Smoking, drinking, and doing drugs are often indulged in due to the social pressure to look cool or to network. 5. Economic needs and instrumentality. Certain activities are looked upon as a means to an end. People work to earn money for necessities like food, shelter, and healthcare. The job becomes a means to the salary. The marriage becomes a means to having a child. 6. Competitive nature. External motivators such as winning a competition, surpassing others in grades, or achieving a higher status in a competitive environment can drive performance. And so we see that all of us have started out in life being motivated by external factors such as tangible rewards, avoidance of punishment, social approval, external expectations and societal norms, economic needs and instrumentality, and a competitive nature. While external motivation plays a crucial role in many aspects of our lives, it's important to note its limitation. Mainly, the effects of external factors are temporary, and one is motivated only in the presence of these external motivators. If there was no competitor, would one still be driven to excellence? If there was no social pressure to marry, would one still have married? Would people go to great lengths to pose for selfies at the edge of cliffs if they could not share it with anyone? On the other hand, intrinsic or internal motivation refers to the drive to engage in a behavior or pursue a goal for the inherent satisfaction, joy, or interest in the activity itself. Some of these factors are 1. Freedom of choice. When people feel that they have the freedom to make choices and decisions, they are more likely to be intrinsically motivated. Viktor Frankl, one of the Holocaust survivors who spent 3 years in a concentration camp in the 1940s, in which a few of his family members died, said beautifully, "Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." His quote just shows us that despite one's restrictive external circumstances, one can allow the mind to soar wherever it wants to go. Netflix is known to have a work culture of ensuring much freedom to its employees to make creative decisions that have resulted in many innovative shows and untold stories. 2. Fun, enjoyment, and variety. Universally, we have a need for play, lightheartedness, and laughter. Activities that are inherently fun, like games, lighthearted conversations, watching stand-up comedy, participating in adventure sport, which lead to a high, motivate some people. It's difficult for some people to stick to one job for too long, or even one romantic relationship for too long, once the excitement diminishes. Conversely, people motivated by fun, enjoyment, and variety bring that into their conversations and interactions. 3. Growth and mastery. The satisfaction derived from an expansion of capacity, overcoming challenges, and reaching milestones is a strong internal motivator. When you value a particular discipline, say Sanskrit, chanting, or even mastery, over expression of your emotions, you want to improve your skills, abilities, and knowledge in it. It doesn't matter if you're not getting any external tangible reward or social recognition for it. If you are working in the corporate sector, you enjoy the money and perks, which are external factors, but that's not all. You're also motivated by opportunities to grow, build skills in a particular domain, or lead a team. One does not work on self-mastery for a certificate or to compete with someone else or for someone else's praise. If one values the non-dual vision of Vedanta, then there will be a related value for cultivation of self-mastery too. 4. Purpose and meaning. When we find purpose in our actions, driven by personal values or a connection to a larger cause, we experience a deeper and more fulfilling motivation. Ask the many people who have started and joined movements, nonprofits, or even profit companies. The money they get, if they get, is secondary or even tertiary. They are driven by the cause, be it composting of kitchen waste, unstructured playtime for all children, dignity for senior citizens, Ayurveda-based cooking, etc. Even people who have startups are motivated by the idea of the service or the product that will improve the quality of people's lives and hence work 14 to 16 hour days. External motivators such as social recognition or short-term gain motivate them much less than the internal motivator of purpose and meaning. If moksha is the ultimate pursuit of your life, then other pursuits of dharma, artha and kama are looked upon as ways for freeing oneself from ragadveshas and gaining a mastery of mind. Clarity of purpose and meaning fuel you and your life. 5. Giving and contribution. In addition to many people who devote their lives to a cause, there are many others who do seva, voluntary service, without any expectation of rewards, gratitude, and even acknowledgement. They do so because they enjoy giving of their money, time, resources to make the world around them better. At other times, they contribute due to their gratitude to the other person and wanting to make the other person's life better. Vedanta students do seva in different ways to their guru because of their care and respect. 6. Love, connectedness, and commitment to duty. Every day, millions of parents across cultures cook, clean, wash, teach, and provide for their children. The child smiling its toothless smile, the child tentatively riding the bicycle, the child matching beads with you on the table. What will parents not do for such priceless moments? Parents feel so deeply connected to the children that many sacrifice comforts so that they can give their children the very best. Any loving relationship is motivated by one's commitment to the happiness, growth, and well-being of the other person. People can even give up their lives. The many freedom fighters of India were motivated by freedom for the country. They did not even know if they would live long enough to see the country free in their lifetime. And yet, they made untold sacrifices. So we have seen that some key internal factors of motivation are freedom of choice, fun, enjoyment and variety, growth and mastery, purpose and meaning, giving and contribution, love, connectedness and commitment. Really speaking, the internal factors of motivation are a subset of Samanya Dharma, universal values that are deeply personal. When our actions align with our personal values and beliefs, our internal or intrinsic motivation is heightened. Even when the external environment is discouraging or unsupportive, one can find the strength and resilience within to persist. There is a motivation to align with dharma and do the right thing. This sustains us. Doing the right thing becomes its own sweet reward. While both internal and external motivations shape our behavior, internal motivation is more sustainable and enduring. Once we have more clarity on the combination of internal and external factors that motivate us, we have found the magic lever. We don't have to wait to watch a motivational speaker to feel motivated. You know what works for you. Hence, it is so easy to stay motivated and do what is necessary to fulfill our life priorities. When we are motivated by dharma, we protect it by living it. We are motivated by dharma as all laws that sustain this creation. We are motivated by dharma because it is a manifestation of Bhagwan. And so we do not restrict dharma of giving and contribution only to family members, which is actually our duty. we extend it to others and hence build an environment of giving at our workplace or on our birthdays or on regular giving to projects. Our giving and contribution takes the form of offering external rewards of praise and recognition. The external motivation of societal norms of traffic or for social interaction or no smoking in public is based on safety and harmonious living, which also adds to the internal motivation of harmony and connectedness in our relationships. The internal motivation of connectedness and commitment to duty makes one seek a job to provide for the family, which is a seeming external motivation, but it's really feeding an internal motivation. The external environment of widespread corruption induces others to also follow through. And then someone comes along willing to sacrifice the short-term gain for a long-term possibility of honest practices. Or the short-term gain is so important that one keeps aside the value for honesty in this particular instance. Either way, it is a play of external and internal motivation. The internal motivation for growth and mastery leads to organizations instituting awards for excellence in sports, performances, music, dance, etc., which is a seeming external motivation. And so, as we navigate the complexities of motivation, it becomes evident that the interplay between internal and external factors is dynamic. We see how motivation at the internal level contributes to external motivation for society, and external motivating factors may strengthen internal motivation. By aligning our actions with dharma, we can protect and sustain motivation, fostering a life filled with purpose, meaning, and enduring joy. Dharma is protected when we protect it by living it such that our spaces become dharmika. When our spaces are dharmika, the dharmi, the person who upholds dharma, is protected and further motivated to uphold dharma. Dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. Dharma protects the one who protects it.
You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful and offering insight, I do hope you will consider sharing this with your friends, family, or on social media.
Would you like to receive an email every month that will bring to you more wisdom, more happiness, and more freedom? If the answer is yes, then our monthly newsletter, Arshavidya Bharati, is for you. It has articles on living our traditions, links to podcast episodes, articles and videos published elsewhere in the month, reflections about how Vedanta is changing the life of students, announcements about events and courses, profound Sanskrit sayings, and much, much more. And it's not too long. Do consider checking out this month's issue and also subscribe. The links are in the description of this episode.
The transcript of this podcast is available on discoveratma.com/category/podcast. I would love to hear from you. If you have a request or a reflection, please write to me at swaminiji@discoveratma.com. That's swaminiji@discoveratma.com. As always, thank you for listening, and we meet next week.